And now the sharpest lady in online production.
I would agree with that.
Steps into the BPP studios, our own Laura Conaway. You may know her as fill-in newscaster, sometimes presenter of The Greatest Song in the World Today, and always our online editor. What have you got on the fabulous blog for us? Oh, do we have music for this segment? This is The Week in Blog, or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, that's better.
This
yeah,
week
yeah.
on the blog.
I like that you have your own soundtrack.
Yeah. So, sorry, I stepped on it.
That's all right. That's all right. We have what you don't have, actually. We have the dirty
Class?
Projectors.
Oh.
Yes, style, too. We have the dirty projectors who came to see us out of their Bedford-Stuyvesant roost, and they did a little song called Rise Above, and because we can, we're going to go ahead and post the video, and if you check it out today, you can see what you'll be hearing tomorrow. Jacob?
We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use. Society's arms think they're smart. I find satisfaction in what they're lacking, 'cause we have a...
There's a great story behind this record, which is the lead singer of this band found an empty tape. He was moving out of his parents' house, and it was this Black Flag tape, damaged. Mm-hmm. And he said, I love that tape, or at least I remember that tape kind of, so he decided to redo the whole tape from memory. So that's Black Flag being a reimagined in a very not Black Flag.
Yeah, they don't really
way.
Sound like
no.
anybody
yeah.
else when they do it either. It's
yeah.
pretty amazing.
Yeah. What else is jumping off on the blog?
Well, the Dennis Kucinich fans came in and picked up where the Ron Paul ones left off.
Oh my God. I wish we could just have like a smackdown between those two. We get inundated whenever we do these political stories by the fan bases of these two candidates who have fans who are really, really invested.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is the NPR commentator we had come on about the NPR's big Democratic debate said, well, all the Democratic candidates sound like Dennis Kucinich now. So it prompted much soul-searching, including one from Jason H., who says that every time he takes an internet quiz, it tells him he should vote for Dennis Kucinich. And he says...
Is that the same quiz you take, like, to find out if you're an alcoholic or you have a gambling problem or something? If you answer yes to 7 out of these 9 questions...
Right, there you are. And he says, but I can't get over the notion that I don't think he could win the general election. Is this the problem that everyone has with him? Which brought in Anne, who said Kucinich will win. So there you have it. We can stop covering now.
As I say, Anne is very definitive.
He does have a hang glider that he's going to sail over Washington. No, not really.
Don't argue with
Ron
Anne.
Paul does have a blimp, though. It's hard to compete with.
The last thing we have, actually, is something that I really would like to get a lot more of. America, BPP crowd, I want more of this. We have a friend, a show friend named Bill Chappell, who actually works for NPR mm-hmm. Digital down in D.C., who has made friends, sort of. Anyway, he thinks of himself as a friend to a bat who is living in the crevice of a building he passes by. And he took a couple of pictures of it. If anybody knows what this critter is, that's great. If anybody else is encountering just cool things you see out there in the world, send them. We really like that kind of stuff.
Do you know there is a rat that runs across the street every day at the same time I come to work in the morning? It's like I get out of the taxi and it's like, cue the rat. So I think we're actually on the same schedule. He runs from the same place. From one store, which I won't say where it is, to another store, which I won't say it is.
Get a picture.
Let's make friends with nature, BPP listeners, and send us the photographic evidence. Laura Conaway, BPP online editor, thank you very much. Bill Chappell, by the way, world expert on Lee Marvin movies. I'm not kidding you.
Oh.
Email him and ask him about it sometime.
Possibly.
That does it for this Monday's edition of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks for listening. We're digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. This has been the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News. Please come back, y'all.